This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Trump and Johnson and conventional wisdom about their little get-together. And then we're going to remind everybody about some conventional wisdom of the past. Maybe see if there's some parallels. Okay, so if you don't know what happened, the current Speaker of the House, Johnson, met with Trump. And they did the perfect PR thing. You know, they held hands, sang kumbaya, we support each other, we love each other, Johnson's a good speaker, all of this stuff. The conventional wisdom on this is that Johnson did this to protect his speakership, to get Trump's support, to make sure that he wouldn't run afoul of a motion to vacate. There's nothing wrong with that read. That very well could be what's happening. But he didn't need Trump. He already had assurances from the Democratic Party that as long as he did the right thing, that his speakership was protected. He'd be all right. So he didn't actually need to do this. Remember when he became speaker? Conventional wisdom was that he was going to be the Twitter faction speaker because they owned him. Because they vacated McCarthy. Well, Johnson, he was their guy. And he did all the right things. He stood with them for a little bit, held their hand, sang kumbaya. But at this point in time, it doesn't really seem like he is the Twitter faction's attack dog. It seems like he's the one holding the leash. He's brought them to Hill, not the other way around. He didn't need Trump. He didn't need to go hold hands and sing kumbaya. I think it might be wise to view Johnson as somebody who really studied McConnell and might be trying to become McConnell. There is a non-zero chance that the read on this is very, very wrong, and that Johnson is positioning himself to be the de facto leader of the Republican Party if, I don't know, somehow Trump lost his influence. It is worth remembering that just like McConnell, just because he's opposed to Trump in some ways doesn't make him your friend. Not for the majority of people watching this channel. But he very well may have his own agenda. I would not view him as just somebody who is going to do whatever Trump says. I think there might be another motive at play, and I think he might be a little bit more politically savvy than anybody thinks he is. And he's probably using that to his advantage right now. We'll know. Won't take too long. But it's interesting that this occurred right around the time that the House was like, oh, you really want us to do this, Trump? No. Conventional wisdom is generally seen as the thing that's most likely. And yeah, maybe the most likely option here is that Johnson wanted to hedge his bets to keep his speakership. It could be that simple. But just because something is most likely doesn't mean it's the only option. And with the way that he's handled the Twitter faction, I think there might be more to this. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.